This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWHP, that's IVPWHP, at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free U.S. shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode.
How can we help our children embrace a slower, gentler pace of life? In her book, Savoring Childhood, Grace Pouch presents practical ways to slow things down so that children and the grown-ups who love them can experience and savor the world at a soul-sustaining pace. Savoring Childhood is your invitation to help children live with freedom, connection, and depth. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive a special discount on this book. Check the show notes for more details.
This is IVP. Welcome to the Wholehearted Households Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Blunt. In every episode, we spotlight a book of the Bible, share a discipleship nugget for you and your family, and end with a spiritual practice to draw closer to God. I want to start off with a question. What is your experience with promises? We make them all the time. We promise ourselves that we'll actually start using that gym membership. We promise our spouses that we'll finally get to cleaning out the gutters. And I've even promised my kids that we'll do something on a given day, but as life happens and we have to delay it, I'll tell them, we'll have to do this tomorrow. But to toddlers, that basically means it's never going to happen. Making promises is easy, but keeping them, however, is much harder. The book of Joshua is all about promises and ultimately the God who keeps his promises. I hope that the truths we hear today from the book of Joshua will deepen your family's trust in the promises of our faithful God. Let's invite God now to be with us during this time together. Dear God, may you open our ears, our minds, our souls, and our whole hearts to receive whatever you may have for us and our families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Bible Spotlight today is adapted from the revised edition of The Message of Joshua by David G. Firth as part of the Bible Speaks Today series. Joshua is the first book following the Pentateuch, opening at a key transition point for the people of Israel. Moses' death is narrated at the end of Deuteronomy, and Joshua 1 follows immediately after this. Joshua, with the presence of God's Spirit in him, succeeds Moses as the Israelites' new leader, and he leads Israel into the Promised Land. Joshua can be a difficult book because of the violence we find in it. The Israelites enter the Promised Land through conquest, and these narratives lead us to wrestle with important questions about God's judgment and character. Yet it is also a book that encourages us to recognize God's faithfulness to his promises. Towards the end of Joshua, we read, "After a long time had passed and the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, Joshua, by then a very old man, summoned all Israel, their elders, leaders, judges, and officials, and said to them, 'I am very old.'" Joshua then uses the next two chapters, 23 and 24, to impart his final words of wisdom to the Israelites. One notable passage can be found in Joshua 23, verses 9 to 11, illustrating one of Joshua's driving concerns. The New International Version says this: "The Lord has driven out before you great and powerful nations. To this day, no one has been able to withstand you. One of you routs 1,000, because the Lord your God fights for you, just as he promised. So be very careful to love the Lord your God." Joshua's final will and testament is that the uniqueness of God should be recognized through the conduct of God's people through history. The Israelites are called to model their faithfulness. Joshua begins to establish the importance of faithfulness with a review of the past, making it clear that it is God, and not himself, who is responsible for the Israelites' entry into the Promised Land. Israel had certainly conquered the land, and Joshua himself has had it apportioned for the people. But God is the one who really won the victory. So, Joshua invites us to reflect on all that's come before these parting words and implores us in how to act in response. Within Joshua, we find a God who has been faithful to all that he has said, both his promises of blessing and his warnings of judgment. In response, he asks that the people of Israel also show their faithfulness to him as he continues to lead them forward.
Now it's time for this week's Discipleship Nugget. One of the most well-known stories in Joshua is the story of Rahab, a woman who ended up playing a pivotal role in the Israelite conquest of Jericho. She welcomed Israelite spies into her home, even going so far as to protect them from the officers who were searching for them. As a result, she and her whole family are saved and invited to become a part of God's people. Rahab is even listed as an ancestor of Jesus, honored for her hospitality and care, even under such risky circumstances. See, hospitality was hugely important in the ancient Near East, and Rahab's hospitality is just one of many times that we see this value honored in Scripture. Think of the widow who takes in Elijah and shares with him her last crumbs of food during a famine. What about the way that Jesus washes his disciples' feet, breaking bread and serving them wine at the Passover meal? In fact, our very inclusion in the body of Christ is God's radical welcome being extended to us every single day. So how can your family embody the welcome of Jesus this week? One way that your family can make it easier to be more hospitable is to create a relationship map of your lives. So I want you to find a large piece of paper and on it, draw a circle in the center. This circle represents your household. Next, have each person in your family draw lines extending out from that circle to the names of friends and neighbors. You can have your younger kids draw their own lines too, but you or older siblings might have to help them write out the names. And parents, don't forget to add your own connections as well. Once everyone's finished adding names, pick one or two of them to connect with this month. Could be a playdate, maybe hosting them for a meal, or just bringing some freshly baked cookies over to their place. Pray regularly together for the people on your map and add to it when new people come into your lives. In this way, your home might become, like Rahab's was, a stepping stone on the way for people around you to be welcomed into God's family.
For today's spiritual practice, we'll be engaging in a time of breath prayer. If you haven't prayed this way before, breath prayer, or prayer of the heart, is a short, repetitive type of prayer that frees you from linear thought and allows you to begin praying in your body, not just your mind. Today, our prayer will bring us deeper into the truth that God never fails to fulfill his promises to us. Taken from Joshua chapter 23, verse 14, we will pray the following together. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. Let's begin. Start by becoming comfortable where you are. Breathe deeply and place yourself intentionally before God. Then, when you are ready, begin to pray in time with your breaths. On your inhale, pray, every promise has been fulfilled. On your exhale, not one has failed. Inhale, every promise has been fulfilled. Exhale, not one has failed. We'll remain in this breath prayer for a couple of minutes, allowing this truth to sink deeply into our hearts. Amen. As we close, I offer this prayer from Prayers for the Pilgrimage by W. David O. Taylor. O Lord, you who are the God, come near. Strengthen our hearts, we pray. to wait and hope for your promises to be fulfilled in our lives, so that we might not lose sight of your goodness and create empty golden calves that promise to satisfy our heart's desires, but that betray us to our false selves and make us sick of soul. We pray this in the name of the one who is never late. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Wholehearted Households Podcast, a production of InterVarsity Press. We pray that you and your family have been blessed by this episode as you seek to follow Jesus with your whole heart. Please check out our show notes to learn more about the books, resources, and authors referenced in today's episode, and use code IVPWHP to get 40% off and free U.S. shipping on any of these books at ivpress.com. This podcast was made possible by the generous support of the Lilly Endowment. If you appreciated the resources in this episode, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on your favorite podcast player. The show was written and produced by Karen Savella Stallard, Caitlin Borek, Abby Lee, and Travis Albritton, and narrated by Caitlin Borek, Jack Reese, and Karen Savella Stallard. I'm your host, Alex Blunt. Join us next week for another episode of the Wholehearted Households Podcast.
Parents today have a daunting task, helping their kids to love and follow Jesus in a world that pushes many competing narratives to do the opposite. In the Teach Your Children Well podcast, host Sarah Cowan Johnson reveals two approaches that Christian parents can choose from to teach their kids, one informed by the world culture and one informed by the biblical story. Through enriching and engaging conversations, Sarah and her guests explore what each approach has to say about a range of topics, such as technology, anxiety, sexuality, and much more. And you'll discover how the biblical story offers wisdom and good news for the 21st century parent. Listen or watch today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.